ladies and gentlemen, Colgate Dental Cream presents The Dennis Day Show, written by Frank Galen. With Paula Winslow, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, yours truly, Vern Smith, and starring our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Dennis to sing Managua, Nicaragua.
Managua, Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win. But her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a senorita for a little embrace. She answers you, caramba, caramba, pandrito. In Managua, Nicaragua, there's snow. I have been to many tropic shores. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a walk in Managua, Nicaragua. What a wonderful spot. The coffee and bananas and a temperature hot. To take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the aqua to Managua, Nicaragua. Ole, ole! Samba! Rumba! Caldera, caldera, la bacalea! If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look in Managua, Nicaragua. What a wonderful spot. The coffee and bananas and a temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the aqua to Managua, Nicaragua.
Si salía caballo de Tijuana, Santa Parada, de Kenny, Temple, Super Man, Mura Cerveza. Hey, Pedro, who picked the key? I think it must be a baritone.
Across the Aqua to Nicaragua, ole. Across the Aqua to Managua, Nicaragua, ole.
Did you ever notice a funny thing concerning people who are related to us? When they're poor, they're called relatives. But when they're rich, then they're known as family connections. Well, at the Anderson boarding house where our young hero Dennis Day rooms, we find Mrs. Anderson engaging her lord and master in a conversation about a family connection.
Herbert, I've been thinking a good deal lately about your sister, Pauline.
Have you, Puppy?
Yes. She's a splendid woman, Herbert. She has the type of character I've always admired.
Yes, when her husband passed away, he left her simply loaded with it.
Herbert, I feel we should be extremely nice to your sister. That's why we've written to her and invited her to come and live with us.
We have?
We have. But since this house isn't big enough for your sister, too, we decided to sell it and buy a larger one.
We did.
We did? Any comments?
Oh, no. I'm just grateful to us for taking me into our confidence like this.
So far, all we've been offered for this place is $4,000. Nowhere near enough to buy something larger with. Nevertheless, we...
Good morning, folks. Oh,
good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. Nevertheless, Herbert, we must locate a larger house immediately. It's absolutely vital under the circumstances.
Yes, of course.
I'll have the house swept in an hour so we can go right out and look. You see that you get your ironing done in time.
Yes, I'll give it everything I have, passion flower.
Were you saying something about a larger house, Mrs. Anderson?
Yes, we're going to need one from now on.
Mrs. Anderson, you don't mean... That is, it isn't... You don't mean you're expecting another Anderson?
Well, that's exactly what I mean.
Oh, my gosh. I noticed you were eating like a horse lately. here you are doing housework. Shouldn't you be off your feet?
Off my feet?
Of course. How soon is this? I mean, when is the latest Anderson due to arrive?
Why, sometime next week.
Mrs. Anderson, drop that broom and lie down immediately.
Have you gone crazy? Get out of here.
Yes, ma'am. But if there's something you want all of a sudden, like a pickle or a lemon malted milk with ripe olives in it, don't hesitate to call on me.
You hear from me if I feel the urge for either. Now go.
Yes, ma'am. Gosh, women sure get irritable at a time like this. Oh, well, I can understand it. I suppose I'd be irritable myself if I... Now I'm being silly.
Dennis, did my wife...
See, congratulations, Mr. Anderson. I just heard.
Heard? Heard what?
Why, the wonderful news about the new visitor that's on the way.
Oh, that.
Gosh, aren't you excited?
What for? As far as I'm concerned, it just means more washing and ironing.
Mr. Anderson, that's no attitude to take.
Well, maybe not. Wouldn't surprise me if he turned out to be quite a nuisance.
Gee, couldn't it be a he?
What are you talking about? Of course it couldn't.
Gee, what confidence.
Are you serious?
Well, I've heard of cases where it turned out to be a he. There was one right in my own family.
Dennis, our visitor can't be anything but a he.
She can't?
Look, sisters are girls, aren't they?
Yes.
Well?
When my father had that talk with me, he must have left something out.
Now, if my sister's coming to visit, and she's a girl,
your
I call...
Your sister?
Yes.
And you're not going to have a baby?
I consider it most unlikely.
Gosh.
Hi, Daddy. Hello, Dennis. Mother was just telling me about Aunt Pauline coming to live with us.
It's not what you think, Mildred. She's a full-grown woman.
Well, yes, of course. How old did you think she was?
Never mind. I just made another one of my natural mistakes.
Gee, Daddy, won't it be wonderful living in a great big house? Maybe we can buy that big Burnside place over on Elm.
Oh, they want $8,000 for the Burnside house, Mildred. We couldn't buy it unless we got $8,000 for this one. And nobody would pay that much.
No, not unless a couple of real estate brokers were to get interested in it and start bidding against it. Daddy! Suppose a big builder from out of town dropped in at a real estate office and hinted that he was interested in the Anderson property.
Say.
Yeah, but where are we going to get a big builder from? I'm afraid I know.
You can do it easily, Danny.
But it's silly, Mildred. I don't know anything about building. Honest, I was 20 years old before I learned to make anything with my tinker toy.
Janice, we've just got to sell this house for $8,000. You've got to be the big builder.
But, Mildred, I never built anything, not
Janice?
Even... Not even my resistance. Okay, I'll try it.
Come in.
How do you do? You're Mr. Roland, the real estate broker?
Yes.
Glad to know you, Roland. I'm Frank Lloyd Day, the big architect and builder.
Oh, really? Oh, where are you from, Mr. Day?
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City? Why, that's my hometown.
Nobody's got the kind of luck I have.
What firm are you connected with, Mr. Day? I know everyone in Oklahoma City.
Well, I'm referring, of course, to Oklahoma City, New Jersey.
Oh, I see. Don't believe I know the place. Just what have you built, Mr. Day?
Well, you've heard of the Empire State Building?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I was formerly connected with the firm that built it.
Oh, how about the Chrysler Building?
Well, my brother's with the firm that built that.
Leaving buildings for the moment, we come now to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yes, I know all about that job.
And so we say farewell to the Golden Gate Bridge and find ourselves at the Grand Coulee Dam.
Mr. Day, you're not going to tell me you built the Grand Coulee Dam.
I did. I designed it all by myself and also hired the coolies.
Mm-hmm. I suppose next you'll be telling me you built Notre Dame Cathedral.
And why shouldn't I?
Because it was built in the 12th century.
Yeah, that's why I shouldn't.
Mr. Day, it strikes me that you're not quite the fool you'd have me believe you are. I have a feeling that you're a very rude young man.
Let's play that hunch for all it's worth, shall we?
There's only one reason for you to come and see me. You're interested in property.
Well, I'm not saying I am, and I'm not saying I'm not. All I'm saying is, keep going. I love it.
I thought so. What kind of property, Mr. Day?
Corners. Greatest kind of property there is. Why, I've come out time after time for shorter streets so we'd have more corners.
I see. Just what corner in Weaverville are you interested in?
Now you're getting too inquisitive, Mr. Rowland. I must bid you good day.
What?
Thought you could pump me, huh? So that's your game, is it?
But you came to my office.
You tried to trick me. You left your door open.
But you phoned for an appointment.
Another trick, putting your name in the phone book.
Now, see.
I know. You'd like to find out who owns the property I'm after. Boy, what you'd give to hear me mention the name of Herbert Anderson. Fat chance. I'm too smart for you, Roland.
Herbert Anderson, where's his property?
Wouldn't you like to know? You think I'm going to tell you which corner of 4th and Maple it's on? I know how to keep my big mouth shut.
The Anderson property of 4th and Maple.
I'm warning you, pal. Don't try to cut in my deal, see?
Who, me? Well, gosh, no, of course not. Do I look like a dirty crook?
I'm not saying you do, and I'm not saying you don't. All I'm saying is, I'm very happy with the way things are going.
House?
I think so, Mrs. Anderson.
And you think he'll pay us $8,000 for it?
Sure, Mother. Dennis is going to bid him up till we've got the highest price possible.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend I'm a big real estate operator. You have confidence in me, haven't you, Mrs. Anderson? Huh? Huh? Oh.
Oh, golly, there he is. Answer, Dennis, while I get out of
the car. Does Mrs. Anderson live? Oh, so it's you.
I thought you'd be sticking your nose in here, Roland.
Yeah? Well, I got a right to this property, too.
Well, I saw it first.
Gentlemen, there'll be none of that. My property will be sold to the highest bidder.
Oh, good. Mrs. Anderson, I'm prepared to pay you $5,000 for this place.
I bid $5,000.50.
How much?
$5,500.
That's better.
I'll make it $6,000.
$6,500.
Now, wait a minute. Let's talk a little sense here, Day. Here, have a cigar.
That's not my brand, bud.
Oh? What kind do you prefer?
Chocolate.
Oh, wise guy, huh? I'll tell you what I'll do, Mrs. Anderson. I'll give you $7,000 and not a cent more.
$7,500.
$8,000.
Splendid, as far as I...
$8,500.
Mr. Day.
$9,000.
Sold.
$9,500.
You win, Day. I can't bid any higher.
Good. I thought you'd...
Huh? You heard me. Take the house.
Now, wait a minute.
That's all there is to it. $9,000 is my final offer.
Suppose I come down a little and you stay where you are.
No, thanks. I don't like the looks of this. I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute. We'll start the bidding again and you can feel the place. I bid $40.
$40?
Sure.
Well, I bid 50.
60.
70.
8,900.
That's all. I thought this smelled funny. I wouldn't touch this place for nothing. Good day.
Mrs. Anderson, I just know you're going to comment on this. That is, if I'm lucky.
Comment? Do you know what I could do to you, Dennis Day?
Yes, ma'am, but don't do it. You have enough troubles now. Don't add a boy slaughter charge to them.
will never get to live in that beautiful Burnside house.
No, I'm afraid not, Mildred.
Was Mother annoyed at what happened?
Well, I got the impression that she was. She told me if I ever spoke a word to her again, she'd knock me so flat I'd have to wear wedges to keep my ears from dragging.
Golly. And then I'll bet she told you to pack up and get out, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's happened before and you're still here.
Yeah, but this is the first time she ever sold my bed to the Salvation Army.
If we could only think of some way to get hold of that Burnside house.
But how could we? It would cost $8,000 and only a millionaire has that much money. I said something?
No.
I have a strange feeling I'm not gonna either. Well, I'll get it.
How do you do? My name is Jackson. Is this Mr. Rowland, the real estate broker?
Oh, no, sir. Mr. Rowland left some time ago.
Oh, that's too bad. His office told me I might find it here. I'm a real estate dealer, too, and I was interested in buying the Burnside property, which I understand he's handling.
Well, I'm very sorry, but...
Why, Harvey? This gentleman doesn't need to see Mr. Rowland.
Harvey?
Well, that's your name, isn't it? Harvey Burnside?
Huh? Are you... Oh, yeah, so it is. You have something in mind, Pamela?
Well, naturally, Harvey.
Imagine me being so absent-minded, forgetting my own name. Isn't that a panic?
You just said it, dear.
Yeah, but it's gone again. Let's see. Ruth? No. Grace? No. Sam? Of course not.
It's Pamela, dear.
Pamela, of course. Oh, I tell you, this absent-mindedness is a curse.
Well, now, do I understand that you're the Mr. and Mrs. Burnside who own the house that's for sale?
That's right. And if you'd like to see it, we'd be only too glad to show it to you. Shall we say 5 o'clock, Mr. Jackson?
Well, that's splendid, Mrs. Burnside. I'll see you both then. Goodbye.
Gosh, Mildred, this is the best idea you ever had. What is it?
Look, there's no one living in the Burnside house.
Uh-huh.
So we'll go over and mess the place up.
Yeah?
Not badly, but just so it looks discouraging. That'll bring the price down to where we can afford it.
You know something, Mildred? With your ideas, we'll never have to worry about the housing problem after we're married.
Why not?
We're going to spend most of our time in jail. Gosh, Mildred, don't you think we've gone too far boarding up the stairs and all the windows?
We've got to make Mr. Jackson think the house is undesirable, Danny.
But wasn't it enough when we shut off the water and lights and painted rat holes in all the corners?
We can't take any chances. Well, there he is. Now do everything you can to discourage.
Okay. Come in.
Hello.
Hey, where are you folks? Kind of dark.
Right over here, Mr. Jackson. What's that floorboard you're walking on?
Floorboard?
Yeah, it's kind of warped. Every once in a while, boing! It's into the ceiling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but outside of that, the house is perfect.
Maybe Mr. Jackson would like to look around, dear.
Oh, yes, and I'd like to start with the upstairs, if I may.
Why, certainly. Now, let's see. Where did I put that ladder?
You go upstairs by ladder?
Have to. The rope broke.
Well, never mind. I think we can patch that up. What's up there? The bedroom and the bath?
The bedrooms and the what?
The bath. Surely you have a bathroom.
By George, Pamela, I'll bet that's it.
Oh, why, of course.
You'll bet that what?
Mr. Jackson, did you ever have the feeling that something was missing and you couldn't quite put your finger on what it was?
You mean this? But where do you go when you want to wash up?
Oh, that's no trouble. There's a filling station less than a mile from here.
Well, I guess I've heard everything now.
Oh, but you haven't heard any of our real advantages yet. For instance, we have no garbage problem here at all.
You haven't?
Nope. Just toss it out in the backyard.
Well, don't you know that's a violation of the law? Garbage must be taken to the city dump.
I know. That's our backyard.
Great God. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, but you've hardly looked at the place, Mr. Jackson. Dear, you must show Mr. Jackson our lovely drop living room.
Oh, you bet, dear. Do you happen to remember where it dropped to?
Oh, I've heard enough. Mr. Burnside, I wouldn't recommend this place to a client of mine if he was living in a tree. And I'll see that nobody else buys it either. Good day.
Jim, the house will sell for a song now.
Boy, I sure hope so.
Oh, it will. And Mother can't be angry with you anymore. Why, when she hears about it, she'll kiss you.
Mildred, don't say that. There must be some other way we can make up.
Proud of you.
Gee, thanks.
You must have been awfully convincing, my boy.
Oh, yes. We just got a call from Mr. Rowland. He says we can have the Burnside house for only $4,000.
But gosh, do you think we should live there? There's no stairs and no bathroom, and it's full of loose boards.
Janice, you made those things up.
Did I? Oh, yeah. Gee, I guess I was convincing.
Come in.
How do you do? Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Burnside.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jackson. You see, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson here are my parents.
Oh, well, do they know my client isn't going to buy the Burnside house?
Yes, we know, and we think it's wonderful.
I'll say it's wonderful. You know, you nearly had to live there.
Live there?
Yes. You see, my client is your sister, Pauline. She was going to buy the house and make you a present of it.
Oh, my soul and body.
Can it stay?
I know. You'd like a word with me.
I would.
No, please, Mrs. Anderson. The last time you had a word with me, I couldn't sit down for a week.
Come here, you!
No!
With Charles Dant and the orchestra to sing the beautiful arrangement of We Could Make Such Beautiful Music Together.
We could make such beautiful music together. Touch.